Nazir, Berk Hey Mishnah Gimel. Misha Nadir ben Nazir v'nishal l'chacham v'asara. A person that's a Nazir, he makes a neder of a Nazir, and he asks a chacham afterwards, and the chacham said, no, it's asr, what you did was asr. In other words, he didn't know when he made a neder to be a Nazir if he actually did it right. And then he was like mekel, he wasn't so careful, and then he asked chacham, hey, by the way, was I really a Nazir? And the chacham said, yes, you were. Mona mishash another. He just has to continue counting from the time that he made the neder. Even though he was over on certain averus, he drank wine, like Taisantiv points out, drinking wine is not something that uproots nazirus. If a person becomes tame or shaves his head, then he's got to start all over again. But drinking wine is an iser, it's a lav, but he doesn't uproot everything for drinking wine. Therefore, this guy that only drank wine, and now he asked the chacham, he wasn't careful, chacham said, listen, buddy, you were wrong, but today is day 22, you only have another, 8 days left, if that was the case. Nishal l'chacham v'etiro, but if he asked the chacham and the chacham was matir him, and he told him, no, you were never a nazir, but then he says, oy, 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 but I even separated an animal. Haisalo behem mufreshes, I have an animal separated as a carbon. So he tells him back, doesn't matter, you were never a nazir. Teitzei v'etiro be'eder. This can go out with the rest of the flock, it's not a problem. And the Rab points out that even Beis Shammai, who normally hold that Hektish Betalus is Hektish, here everybody agrees that this animal is definitely not Hektish. Because, like, if a person says he accepts upon himself carbonus of a Nazir, and he's not a Nazir, like, crazy example, person accepts upon himself, oh, these are the money that are going to be used for the Minchas Chavitim that a Kohen Gadol brings in the Beis Hamikdash. So he's not a Kohen Gadol, so what he's saying is garbage. It doesn't mean anything. It's a joke. So even Beis Shammai agrees that it's nothing. So too here, if the guy was never Nazir and accepted upon himself carbon of Naziris, even on purpose, it's worthless because he's not a Nazir. He wasn't a Nazir. So everybody should agree on this. So Amr Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel tells Beis Shammai, Yeta moedim bezeh shu hektish tos shetetzei v'tir be'eder. Don't you agree that this is a case of hektish betos, that the animal can just roam free with the rest of the flock? Of course you do. Amr lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, Iyata moedim misha tov ekar lechi asiri. Don't you, Beis Hillel, agree if a person makes a mistake and calls the ninth animal by Meiser Behema, you're supposed to count 10 animals, you'd line them up with a stick and count them, and if accidentally you called the ninth animal, you called it the 10th, Vilasiri Tshi, and accidentally the 10th animal, which was the real 10th animal, you called the 9th, Ulacharasara Siri, and then the 11th animal, you called the 10th. So in other words, one animal was really the 10th, you didn't call the 10th, but you called first the ninth animal, you called the 10th. You designated incorrectly as Meiser Behema. And then, I guess you realized your mistake, but then you made another mistake and went too much the other way and called the 11th animal, also the 10th animal. So you designated two animals incorrectly as the 10th animal, Shum Mekudosh. Everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel, that this mistake would still render all of these animals hektish, even the mistaken ones. Numbers 9 and 11, they'd be hektish. So don't you see that Hektish Betalus is Hektish? Even though, like the Rab points out, that the real Makor of Beis Shammai is really from Tmura, not from this case. But still, nevertheless, Beis Shammai is asking on Beis Hillel from this case. Amar lehem Beis Hillel, lo ha-shevet kitsho? This is the way the Rab learns. It's like a bitmia. Isn't the shevet, the stick, is what's Makadish here? In other words, this is a different case that the Torah goes out of its way. It's a gzeres ha-kosev you don't learn from. That only in this case is staff Makadishit, and not a person's mind. Like, even when it's a mistake, in this case, dafka the staff is Makadishit. And the proof is that if a guy would make a mistake and designate the shevet on the 8th and the 12th one, shema asa klum, you think it does anything? In other words, it's only exeris akasa for numbers 9 and 11, that if the staff, the stick, designates them, then even though it's designated accidentally, it's still called the 10th. Ela kosev shekidish asiri, rather the Torah that's mekadesh the 10th one, is the same one who kidish achiv es acharasar. It's the same one that's mekadesh the 9th and the 11th, but that's it. It's not mekadesh number 8. If a guy makes a mistake all the way by number 8, number 7, doesn't matter. That's not going to be considered meiser behema. It's a specific example, and therefore, you can't learn out, according to Beis Hillel, to all other cases that hektish betos is shmei hektish.